Hi, this is Melinda Ferris. I'm coming from the International Auto Harp Championships at the Walnut Valley Festival. We have our champion winner, Doug Pratt. So Doug, congratulations on your win. Tell me a little bit about your history playing the auto harp.
Well, I started playing the auto harp in about the fifth grade. My mother was an elementary school teacher, and they were using auto harps to teach music at the time, and she brought one home. And I was fascinated with it. It was kind of a toy, really, to me. And then my father came in and said, well, you know, your mama, who was my grandmother, used to play one of those things. And I remember that to this day. And so that Christmas, we gave her an auto harp. She hadn't had one for decades. And she sat down and played tunes on it, and my jaw hit the floor. And so she was my inspiration, and I learned by watching her play and then watching other people on TV, Maybelle Carter, among others. And
so you never had real formal lessons?
Oh, no.
It was all just...
catch as catch can.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's really impressive. So...
Well, there weren't that many other auto harp players around, and I felt like I had a knack for the auto harp. You know, you have a feeling about certain instruments. I mean, I've tried my best to learn to play the mandolin, and the mandolin and I do not get along. You know, but the auto harp, I just feel natural to it.
Well, we're lucky that you do, because we got treated today. So tell me a little bit about you retired from being a professor, I think.
Right. I was a curator of birds at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. I'm an ornithologist by training, and I've retired from that for several years. I'm not sure exactly how many. That was my profession. And before that, I was making a living as a bird illustrator. So I do paintings of birds, and I'm not an artist, I'm an illustrator, I do pictures of things, but I illustrate books. I have several books out, and I'm working on a new one now. So.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And so I think that history, that background also kind of influenced your choice of the instrument prize, is that right?
Somewhat. That was really because I liked the woodwork in this harp, in addition to the sound of it. I liked the sound just fine. The other thing is I already have a Pete Daigle harp, which was the other really nice one. And so I thought, well, I don't need another one of essentially the same thing. So this was what I picked. My father was a wood craftsman. And so I know what goes into good woodwork. And this is a beautiful piece of craftsmanship. And I'm really going to enjoy having it.
That's terrific. So do you have any advice for aspiring auto harpists?
Not really. Just get you a decent auto harp. Don't get a piece of junk. But you can get a good auto harp for several hundred dollars. You know, it's not like something you got to mortgage your house to get. And just start playing.
Just start playing.
There are some wonderful instruction books. I don't know that I can give you names of things right now, but you can teach yourself, because I did. I mean, my grandmother never sat me down and showed me, well, now do this and do that. I just watched her play and imitated it.
And that's pretty impressive to me.
So, just have fun with it. And there are good auto harp teachers around the country, scattered around. Mm-hmm. But you can probably find a teacher within a reasonable distance if you look. There's a Facebook group, or is it? No, it's not a Facebook group. It's an old listserv kind of thing called Cyber Pluckers.
Cyber Pluckers.
Cyber Pluckers, just like it sounds.
Uh-huh.
And it's an auto harp discussion group. It's one of the most helpful and friendly discussion groups I've ever found online. I mean, most of them have somebody who's a flamethrower or something. It's got none of that.
Oh, great.
And you ask a question, you get five or six answers to it that are good answers. You know, it's a wonderful group to belong to.
Well, that's great advice. Well, thank you for taking some time out of your schedule. What are you going to do with the rest of your festival?
I'm going to play music and relax and have fun. I play a little dobro as well. And I find that, now I like to play my auto harp with a bluegrass band, but getting that past the bluegrass police is a little tricky sometimes. So the dobro gets me in the door, but I end up playing the auto harp a lot because I'm not that good on a dobro, I guess is what I'd say. I never win a dobro contest.
Well, maybe it's a good thing we don't have one here at the festival this year.
Well, that could be. Well, I have mine, and I'm enjoying playing
it.
So.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your festival.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You have a good rest of whatever. I guess you're here for the week.
I get to stay here for the week as well.
Well,
thank you very much.
Good.